Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, self-care, personal development, and pretty much everything else in between. So in today's episode, we are talking about one of my favorite topics that I can go on about forever and ever and ever, and it is all about cycle syncing. So I first discovered the concept of cycle syncing, I want to say back in 2020, and I believe I was first introduced to it when I read the book Period Power by Macy Hill. I've talked about that book so many times before, and that is when I really learned the truth about our menstrual cycle, periods, the different phases of our cycle, our hormones. And for the first time, I really understood my body and what it goes through every month and how I can support myself every phase of my cycle. So that is where my love for cycle syncing and hormonal balance and all of that began. And ever since then, I've been on this journey of trying to learn as much as I can, trying to find what works for me and what doesn't when it comes to cycle syncing. I know there are so many different ways to go about it. You can cycle sync your lifestyle, your workouts, your diets, and I know for some people this works, for other people it doesn't. So in today's episode, just take what resonates, leave what doesn't. Take everything that you learn about today with a grain of salt. You don't have to do everything that we talk about in today's episode, but it is a topic that I just love so much. So in today's episode, we are talking about cycle syncing, the different phases of our cycle, what it entails, how we can support ourselves, our lifestyle through all the different phases of our cycle. We're also talking about the power of seed cycling and how it can support our hormonal balance. And honestly, this is just a conversation to help normalize something that should be normal and should not be taboo, or a conversation that we shy away from, especially when it comes to the topic of periods and what all of that means. I know for me, when I started my period when I was 12 years old, I never had a conversation about it. I was just given a pad and called it a day. No one ever told me what to expect, how to take care of myself, nothing. And I'm so glad that these types of conversations are becoming more normalized and there is so much more information out there for us. I think the more knowledge that we have over our bodies and what it's doing every single month, the more that we can support ourselves and work with our cycle instead of against it. So today we are chatting with registered dietitian and founder of Funk It Wellness, Kate Morton. So a little bit about Kate. She is a registered dietitian and she has a master's degree in human clinical nutrition, and she is dedicated to menstrual health and anti-diet culture education. And a little bit about Funk It Wellness. Funk It Wellness has become a trusted resource that offers high quality food-based vitamins for hormonal balance. And Kate's personal journey facing hormonal challenges after quitting birth control is actually what fueled her drive to create a brand that combines scientific knowledge with genuine care. Kate also has a podcast called Period Chat. So if you love these types of conversations and you want to learn more about hormone wellness and women's health, definitely check out her podcast. She has a new episode every single week with herself and other guest experts as well. Kate was also kind enough to offer us a discount for you guys. If you want to check out any of her products, you can get 15% off your entire order when you use code GLOW at checkout, and her website is funkitwellness.com. I'll be sure to leave the link and the code and everything down below. But I hope that you guys enjoy today's conversation as much as I did. I feel like this was such an informative episode, and also at the end of the day, this is an episode to normalize the norm and what should be the norm, which is periods, hormonal health, our cycles, and everything in between. So I really hope that you take away something from this episode, and that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food, healthy grocery store. And listen, I'm all about balance, but when I am trying to be more mindful with the ingredients that I'm using, Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can create your own shopping experience with just a few clicks. When I'm shopping on Thrive Market, I usually go for all organic, and not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time, and they even have a deals page that changes daily and always have some of my favorite brands. I buy all of my wellness and pantry essentials from brands like Reese's, Moon Juice, just to name a few. When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/JSHA for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/JSHA. Well, hi, Kate. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you on today. As I was just saying, when it comes to cycle syncing and our hormones, we are so misinformed, if not informed at all. And I honestly don't understand why these things are not taught in school. They are so important. And like I was telling you before we started hitting record, before I learned anything about my body, cycle syncing, my hormones, I genuinely thought something was wrong with me every time I would start my luteal phase, about to start my period, which we will get into what all that means and entails. But I genuinely thought something was wrong with me, that I had issues that I was unaware of. But after learning all about cycle syncing and understanding myself and my body better, I just feel like a whole new world has opened up for me. And so I'm so excited to have you on to share your expertise and the knowledge that we need to know. But before we get into all of that, I would just love to get into a little bit about your journey and how you even started Funk It Wellness and what sparked that journey for you in the first place.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you and all of your listeners and really just talk about something that we should have been taught from day one. You know, I think age-appropriate cycle education is probably one of the biggest disservices we're doing, is because we're not teaching, you know, everybody about periods and cycles. And I would have never in a million years thought I'd be on a podcast talking about periods, because when I started my period when I was 10, I was literally so embarrassed. I like lied to my mom about it. Like I told her about the first one and then she kept being like, oh, did you get it this month? And I lied for like 2 years and was like, no, I was just like so ashamed and embarrassed. And, you know, looking back on that, I'm like, that's crazy that I felt that much shame. But the more people I talk to, I'm like, so many people also felt that. So that's just a little backstory that I never thought I'd be here. Cause if you don't love your period or you're really confused by it, like I get it. That was me. How I ended up even like getting into this world, I was actually a pediatric pulmonary dietitian. So I worked with little children and babies who had loiders, but I moved to New Zealand and I couldn't be a dietitian over there. So I started like working in marketing and doing other things, but I also got off birth control at the same time because I was having a really bad reaction to it. And I'd been on it for like 10 years at that point. I was so excited. I was like, oh, I'm going to be this holistic goddess. I'm going to be like so in touch with my body. Guys, it was awful. No, like I got horrible acne. My cycle took 6 months to come back, and cramps, bloating, those same mood swings you were talking about. Like I would feel like the week before my period, I was a different person. Like I don't, the only other way I can describe it is if you've gone out drinking and had a night that you like, maybe, I don't know, just like you're not yourself. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, that's how I would feel when I started my period. And so, yeah, that's, I just dug into it. I'm like, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be more information about this. And I learned so much of nutrition is related to our menstrual cycles. And I was mind blown. I wasn't taught any of this in school. And I went to school for 6 years on nutrition. And so I started learning about how eating with your cycle and exercising with your cycle and knowing the four phases, it absolutely changed my life. I started seed cycling and my acne went away. And then slowly my cycle became more regular. And for the first time in my entire life, I had a peaceful, complete menstrual cycle that came on time. And I was like, is this how I'm supposed to feel every month? And that kind of just like catapulted my whole journey into wanting to share this with everybody.
Wow. Okay. First of all, I have to say I resonate with your sentiments about going off birth control and feeling like you are just going to be so in tune with your body and it's going to be this beautiful experience. That was me. I think I've been off birth control for almost 2 years now, and that was probably one of the hardest times of my life because the way that my acne, it was probably just as bad as it was when I was in high school, and I had never experienced acne like that, and it took a toll on my self-confidence, and there was just so much going on internally. And that's a whole topic for another day in terms of how birth control affects us and getting off birth control. But I do want to get into, what are some ways we can support hormonal balance, whether it's lifestyle tips, or I know you said specific nutrition helped you to regulate your menstrual cycle and have a more peaceful menstrual cycle. I don't know if that would be the right way to describe it, but what are some things that we can focus on? And can you break down each phase of the menstrual cycles?
You know, it's funny. I always struggle with like, what's the right terminology around like, oh, I want you to love your cycle, or oh, I want to have a peaceful cycle. Because I think the truth is like, what I want in life is just peace at this point. I don't know like how old everyone else is. I'm about to turn 30. All I want is peace. I just want it to be peaceful. And so the first things first is I really recommend tracking your cycle as like step one to this whole process, because you can learn so much in just tracking your cycle. So I work with, you know, hundreds of women, thousands of women through Funkit, and then hundreds through my client practice that I have. The step number one is going to be tracking, because tracking gives us so much power. And there's actually four phases to your menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. Each phase needs different care. And so I think that's what, and we were talking about this offline too, is like, when you don't know that you're like allowed to feel different every day of the month, it really can mess with your self-confidence. Yes. So like, first day of your period is the first day of your menstrual cycle. This is when you're going to want to really be taking it easy, chilling out, eating nutrient dense, slow cooked food. So think like warm foods. This is like winter time. Mm-hmm. So you want to eat warm foods, be cozy. Follicular phase is like your springtime. This is after your period ends and you kind of like, oh wow, I feel like myself again. This is great. I feel creative. This is because estrogen's rising, taking over, giving you that good, healthy glow. You want to focus here on like, I talk about like lots of fiber, fresh fruits and veggies, antioxidants. That's going to be a great time for that. Ovulation, this is when your egg is released. And it's like your body wants to make a baby, even if you don't want to make a baby. So you might feel like a libido lift and some other things. But that's going to be a phase we're also going to really be focusing on fiber. And this is a great time if you like high intensity activity to do like HIIT classes. It's really the only time in the cycle I really recommend HIIT. Then after ovulation, we go into our luteal phase where progesterone takes over. This is supposed to be a calming hormone, but if it actually can cross the blood-brain barrier, help us to calm down. But if we're experiencing any kind of hormonal imbalance, these 2 weeks before your period can be absolutely awful. Just like we were talking about, they can be that breast tenderness, anxiety, mood swings, even cramping, extreme fatigue. So that's your luteal phase, and your blood sugar is actually more unstable in your luteal phase, and you don't use protein as well. So this is going to be really important for increasing protein in this phase because that helps you feel better and your blood sugar stay more stable. So that's step one. And that was a lot to take in. So if we want to like take a pause, do we have any questions about that?
So it starts with your period. That is day one. And that roughly ranges from like 5 to 7 days, correct?
When we're talking about our period, this is something that's really interesting. So periods are hereditary for the most part. Like if you talk to your mom, your sister, or your aunt, you might have similar menstrual cycles. And so something that's interesting is I always like to tell people your period should not be painful, should not take you down and out for days at a time. If you're having to take off work, cancel plans, you know, bleeding through a tampon or pad every hour to 2 hours, all of those things are going to be things that we're going to want to talk to our doctors about. But if your mom and your sister also have the same period and you ask them and they're like, oh, it's normal. So this is why I really encourage like talking about periods and cycles with friends too, because kind of learning what's normal and what's not. So I always like to remind people that about their period, but yeah, 5 to 7 days, you know, a good steady flow, but not so heavy or bleeding through.
That is so interesting. I always thought that having cramps or feeling super bloated and down and not really being able to do much, especially the first and second day of my period, was so normal. So that's a sign that something is off or not right.
So a little bit of cramping is going to be normal, just because if you think about it, it's actually pretty incredible how the uterus like contracts and sheds the entire lining. It's kind of mind blowing if you think about it. And a little bloating is also normal because you have like your uterus is actually bigger when you're on your period. Mm-hmm. But if it's like really, well, how I always just like think about it, if it's really impacting your day to day, or you're in so much pain that like, you know, you can't do the things you want to do, or you're having so much bleeding that you can't leave the house, that's when we're going to be like, okay, I think it's like time to look into this a little bit deeper.
Noted, because like you said, there's so much misinformation about periods and our cycles in general. So I definitely think it's important for us to really pay attention to how we feel while we are on our periods and get the help that we need if that's something that is affecting us. However, I have heard stories personally where people go to their doctor and they complain about their period and or just anything in general as well, and it being kind of dismissed as, oh, that's normal. That's, you know, everyone goes through that. What would you advise for someone to do, or the next steps for them to take if that's the answer that they're met with?
Yeah, that's such a good follow-up question, because I've definitely been met with this as well. And so I think what's really tricky is getting in there and sticking to your guns and being confident, because when someone with authority who quote unquote knows more than you about this is telling you it's normal, you have to listen to your gut. I'm just going to give you guys a quick story, because like that's how I connect things. I was dealing with extreme facial swelling last year, really like crazy fatigue and hair loss. I went to my doctor and he told me, you're just getting older. It's just aging. You need to go to a dermatologist. And I was like, no, something is really wrong. Like, I've never felt this bad in my life. I went to another doctor. She listened to me. She heard me out. She did all the lab testing. Guys, I have celiac and Hashimoto's, which are two like pretty serious autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. I got on medication and I felt better within a week. Listen to your gut. If you really are like, no, something's wrong. I know it's a pain to have to find another doctor, and sometimes our insurance doesn't always allow that, but if you have the ability to, just try to find someone who will listen, because functional practitioners can also be really great, and they're a little bit more expensive, but they might do a little bit more of a deep dive.
Wow. I'm so glad that you stuck to your guns and really trusted yourself and that you got the help that you need. I think it's so important for us to do that, especially I know it can be very intimidating when you go into a doctor's office and you're made to feel like you don't know what you're talking about, but you know your body. So thank you for sharing that.
You know your body. Like, if you hear nothing else, this entire podcast, it's like, you know your body. It's talking to you. It's talking to you. It's telling you what you need to know.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. So when it comes to the different phases of our cycle, like, just to recap, we have our menstrual, our follicular, ovulation, and then luteal, and then it starts all over again. And you said something earlier that really resonated with me, which was, you didn't know that you were allowed to feel differently throughout the different phases. And that was something that I, through learning about cycle syncing, really helped me to just understand myself better, but also give myself the grace when I wasn't feeling as motivated the week before my period versus when I was in my ovulation season. And that has been so wonderful and helpful for me. But I would also love to hear more about how we can adjust our lifestyles, maybe workout routines, daily habits, foods that we eat for each different phase, so that we can work with it instead of against the different phases.
Yeah, I mean, I told you before we started recording, like, same. Like, I just beat myself up so much in my luteal phase. I was like so mean to myself. And that's another thing that I think if we would just have known earlier, it's like, oh wow, this makes so much sense. And so what we're kind of talking about here is, in your follicular phase, in your ovulatory phase, you have estrogen, your hormones are kind of peaking, you've got a lot of energy. So like going to the gym, or, you know, even just like productivity at work, all these things that we kind of, you know, unfortunately used to measure our worth sometimes can be higher in this phase. And then in the luteal phase, in our period, I wouldn't say they're lower. I would just say they're different. And so the biggest thing that I learned was understanding those energy shifts. And so for your luteal phase, where you might be a little bit more tired, not as like much, like I always think of like follicular phase is like get up and go energy. And I think of luteal phase is more like, let's get this done energy. Like I make a list, I check it off. I'm like very intentional about my time. And the thing is, you can get just as much done in each phase. It's just a different approach. And so yeah, just knowing in your luteal phase, like I need to be a little bit more organized for myself personally. I got to make sure I'm keeping my blood sugar balanced. And then on top of that, I make a list and like, I usually pick like, what are the 3 to 5 most important things I need to get done today for work? And then like, what's a couple things personally? When those things are done, my day is done. And I don't think about it twice. That has given me so much peace in my luteal phase.
It sounds so aligned to the different seasons that we experience in nature. Do you agree? And isn't that like insane that our bodies are so aligned with nature?
It is wild to me. So I think I did this for half and then I didn't finish like with the season. Other. So So menstrual phase, period, winter. Then follicular phase is spring, which makes sense, like, because we're getting ready, kind of like if you think about flowers, you're like growing this new egg, getting released. Then ovulatory phase is summer, so like hot, sexy summer. And then your luteal phase is actually autumn. And if you think about fall, you know, things kind of start to slow down for the holidays. We're wrapping things up. It's still like a great season, but it's a little bit more intentional and connection focused. So those are the different seasons. And it's just wild to me how our bodies and nature are like, they're the same. Our bodies are nature.
I think a good like kind of cheat sheet for cycle syncing is to think about the different energies and themes of the different seasons. At least that's been really helpful for me when I am like in my spring season or my follicular season, I should say. I think about, okay, what's the energy during the springtime? It's creativity. It's fresh new beginnings. It's blossoming. So just a little FYI for anyone out there who finds that this is confusing or it's just a lot of information.
Same. Like that's like when I was first trying to grasp all these topics, I was like, wait, my period and my menstrual cycle aren't the same thing. I'm so confused. There's four phases. That analogy has always helped me. And like, I still think about it that way.
Good. Okay. I'm glad to know that a professional thinks the same way as well. Spring season is here, and with every new season comes fresh starts and a time to reset, especially when it comes to our skincare routine. As the seasons change, so does our skin and what it needs. Things like dry, flaky skin, redness, even fine lines and wrinkles are a reflection of what's happening at the cellular level. So give your skin the TLC it needs to stay healthy, smooth, and hydrated as we move into warmer weather. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. And instead of masking these issues, OneSkin addresses them at the cellular level, boosting your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect against the elements. I personally love their travel kit. It comes with the essentials you need when traveling, and it also comes in this sleek travel bag, which makes it so much more convenient. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GLOW at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co when you use our promo code GLOW. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please show your support and tell them I sent you. That's oneskin.co and use promo code GLOW at checkout. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. But I would love to know, do you have any specific self-care practices that help you optimize your overall cycle health?
Yeah. So honestly, the biggest one for me, and it's actually what got me kind of like into this whole world, is seed cycling. And I don't know if you guys have heard of seed cycling before, so I'll give you like a quick breakdown. When it comes to me, like thinking about syncing every single food I would ever eat with my cycle is a little overwhelming. And I'm also very conscious that diet culture is very real, and it's something that we're all exposed to on a constant basis. So I don't like to take a restrictive approach to food, but seed cycling gave me a lot of freedom and helped me like sync my nutrition with my cycle. So what it is essentially is from the first day of your period till you ovulate, you have ground pumpkin and flax seeds. These are really rich in magnesium, omega-3s, zinc, fiber, all these things, phytoestrogens that are really important for that first half of our fate cycle to support estrogen. After ovulation, you switch to sesame and sunflower seeds. And those are really rich in vitamin E, vitamin B6, which are clinically proven PMS busters. They're absolutely incredible, just kind of for breast tenderness, cramping, mood swings. Also very rich in calcium and magnesium again, and then a little bit of selenium for thyroid health. So seed cycling just is one of those things that I'll never not do. It was my first introduction. So it helped me clear up my hormonal acne. And obviously it's like what my company does now because I'm so obsessed with it. I used to grind and make all the seed cycling kits in my kitchen. Now, luckily, like we don't have to do that anymore, but seed cycling, number one. Number two, the other self-care practice is walking. I try to do sunset walks every night that I can to like help with melatonin and cortisol. That's like my other favorite tip. And then the next thing I really, really focus on is mindfulness and meditation, because stress has such an impact on our cycle. And I really underestimated that even in the beginning of this journey. I didn't really look at stress as a total wellness for my cycle, but I mean, stress and mindfulness are huge for having a healthy period.
I think understanding this for ourselves is obviously so beneficial, but how can we communicate our needs and what we're going through each month to maybe our partner or the people that are closest to us? Because I can honestly say I am not the most pleasant person to be around during my luteal phase, especially towards my partner, because I feel like the people we're closest to kind of see the most vulnerable sides of us. So how can we communicate everything that we discussed today to our partners or to whoever so that they can better support us, but also have a better understanding of what we might need depending on where we are in our cycle?
Yeah, this is such a good question, because that's like, it's one thing for us to have the information, but it's another for like the people around us to really understand it. In a perfect example, one of my really good friends asked me today, she was like, oh, do you want to go to this like hip hop dance class and get dinner after next week? And I was like, I'm going to be in my late luteal phase. That is not going to be a vibe for me. And I'll just pass. And she was really, oh yeah, that makes total sense. Like such a like kind, good reaction. The first thing is it does take confidence in communicating it. So that was my biggest hurdle. That I was so nervous to like communicate this to other people, because I was like, I just don't know if they're going to understand. So one, just like knowing that you can do it. Two, a lot of period tracking apps, like if you feel comfortable with your partner having that knowledge, actually have a partner view mode, and they can see where you are in your cycle, and it gives them information like, this is what the luteal phase is like, this is what the follicular phase is like. So that's one way to do it. Another way is just like explaining like where you are and kind of walking them through it and telling them exactly how you're feeling. Specifically for the luteal phase, I think that's probably the biggest phase for communication, is being like, hey, I'm going into my luteal phase. Some things I say you live together, some things that are really important to me is I'm really going to need the kitchen clean every night. So can we just do that right after dinner? Or I'm going to need to meal prep. So like just communicating, kind of figuring out what you need, communicating that with them. Also, you can send them over to Funk It Wellness's Instagram, because we make a lot of funny memes about cycle health. And I feel like sometimes humor can help bridge the gap with knowledge. So also it takes time. I think when I first started talking to my husband about all of this, it took him like a full 12 months to fully catch on. And now he's like in the loop and he gets it. Like he was like, oh no, we're in our luteal phase. I was like, oh, are we in our luteal phase? Give them some time.
Honestly, that's actually a really good tip. I have shared my cycle with my boyfriend, and I use the Stardust app, and sometimes it'll send, yes, I love that app. And you can also share with your friends too, like each other's cycle. So you can kind of see like, oh, would like a HIIT class work for my friend or not, and things like that. But anyways, you get notifications daily on your body and everything, and sometimes they're like really funny. And the other day, my boyfriend got a notification that was like, stay away from knives today. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, your notification said that Jasmine needs to stay away from knives today. And I was like, okay, well, you heard it first. So I love that. And I think the bottom line is just normalizing something that's so normal. I think there's been so much stigma from since we were so young with just not really being able to talk about it. I know for me, when I started my period, which was in sixth grade, I remember I started my period, I told my mom, and she just gave me a pad, and that was it. There was no conversation. There was no, this is how you take care of yourself. This is what to expect. And I love now that with work that you do, for example, you are normalizing periods and our cycle. And I love that you add humor to it, because I think that is a good way to normalize something that feels taboo or icky. But do you have any other tips or resources for anyone who's looking to get into cycle syncing, maybe seed cycling, or just learning more information?
Yeah, I do have a podcast. So I have the Period Chats podcast, where literally all we talk about is periods and hormones. You know, we also talk about other things too, but mostly periods and hormones. Mm-hmm. That's called Period Chats. Then my personal Instagram, if you want to connect with me, because I do see private clients as a dietitian for hormones, that's Carbs and Kate, like a piece of bread, like Carbs and Kate.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks. I know, I'm like all about inclusive eating. So come on over and hang out with me there. I post a lot on my stories, probably not as much on my feed. It's just more like a live reaction of my day on my stories. And then Funk It Wellness is the brand I created and have nurtured from day one. I'm like a huge ingredient sourcing snob. And so that's why I ended up just creating my own brand, because I couldn't find anyone that was up to my standards. And so funkitwellness.com, we have seed cycling. We have Cycle Bites, which is a daily woman's multivitamin. It's actually great if you're on birth control or thinking about coming off. It's a really good first step. We have a perimenopause product for anyone in perimenopause, and then a maca collagen latte, which is like a healthy, delicious hot chocolate. If you don't like sweet hot chocolate, it's like a little bit more bitter, but it's amazing. So that's funkitwellness.com. And then our Instagram is funkitwellness. That's where we have like all of our fun memes, and we make like mood boards for each phase of the menstrual cycle, and just kind of try to get you guys to see the full energy without making it feel like a super long science lecture.
I'll be sure to link everything down below. But before we end off today's conversation, is there anything you would like to share with the audience? Any major takeaways that you would like for them to take away from today's episode?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I know this episode might sound like a lot of information and it's all coming at you at once. It's not your fault. We should have been taught this from day one and learned it over a long time, but it really is life-changing to understand where you are in your cycle. And I'm really proud of everyone who's listening and like wanting to learn more, because you can actually be at peace with your cycle and not run your life. I would have never thought that even 5-6 years ago. So thank you guys for listening. And let me know if you have questions. I'm always down to chat in the DMs too. Like if you have questions or things are confusing, just hit me up. We can talk about it.
There you have it, my loves. That concludes today's conversation. I would love to hear what your biggest takeaway from today's episode was. Was there something that you learned today that really blew your mind? I know for me, one of the things that I learned was that your period taking you out every month is actually not a normal thing and it shouldn't happen. So now I have to reevaluate and kind of see what's going on. I hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. I hope you had some amazing insights and made this episode serve as motivation to take control of your menstrual health, your hormonal health, and just your overall health in general. As a final reminder, I'll be sure to link all of Kate's links and everything down below. If you want to get 15% off anything, whether you're looking to get off birth control, you want to balance your hormones, you want to get into seed cycling, she has all the products on her website. The promo code is GLOW. Be sure to use it at checkout to save 15% off your order, and be sure to check out our sponsors for today's episode as well. That is all I have to say for today's episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.